You don't need to be an expert to be a hero. You just need a passion for helping others in times of need. Join the Tarrant County MRC and be a local hero. You'll join a network of volunteers who help out during emergencies and at community events throughout the year. Get started at bealocalhero.org or click the banner to learn more. Discover the hero inside you. Brought to you by Tarrant County Public Health.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
Fallout continues from the White House flying another flag next to the American flag in equal standing. Folks, I don't care what flag it is. I don't care that it was the Pride flag. I don't care it was any other flag. The fact that the White House is so America last, hates this country so much, the Marxists who run Beijing Biden's White House, the fact that they even think it was okay to fly a flag, a pride flag, at the same level as the United States flag, it's insulting on many levels. First off, it's way against protocol, number one. Number two, one of those flags represents one part of America. One of those flags represents all of America. And I believe in unity, and I believe in a common purpose, and I don't believe in dividing people. The White House can't say the same thing. You either agree that with the LGBTQ, ABCDFG cultural Marxist agenda, or they're going to try to name and shame you. And boy, it's in your face. It's in your face. The problem with America is Democrats. The problem with the United States of America is to the degree which we have accepted, embraced, and implemented socialist, communist, collectivist thought and the suspension of individual rights and liberties. Those are our problems. And there are Republicans who go along with this. So I know the problem in America, the cancer that is America, is socialism, communism, and the Democrat Party that brings it. And I used to think the Republican Party was a solution to all of that, but it's not. Because there are some in the Republican Party that are going along with this agenda. What the solution is, are the conservatives who are rising up to say, no, this is wrong. No, there is such a thing as right and wrong. There is such a thing as constitutional rights. There is such a thing as a constitution. And the government is bound by those things. So, folks, when I see individuals who are not part of the problem being demonized by other individuals who are not part of the problem, I have a problem with that. It's why would you be attacking those who are trying to stand up and save the country the way you are? So that's the problem I'm having with this political primary, because the Republican Party, and I would say this of most of the individuals who are in the declared GOP field, most of those people in that field are conservatives and have a great track record. Not all, but most. So I am very uneasy about doing the biased press job for them. I'm very uneasy by just getting into this blood sport of, hey, let's rip to shreds the current front runner of the Republican Party or the nearest challenger, and let's just rip them apart so there's nothing left when they face the real problem with America, the socialist, the meat puppet Beijing Biden, who's being manipulated and run by a bunch of Marxist thugs. And I'm informed by my outlook on this particular cycle because of what we faced in a previous cycle. Now, Beijing Biden is the worst occupier of the Oval Office that this country has ever seen by virtue of the harm he's doing. And that's saying a lot knowing a guy by the name of Barack Hussein Obama is walking around. But back during the 2012 debate Barack Hussein Obama was doing incalculable damage to this country. And Newt Gingrich, who was a candidate for president back then, gave me a proud moment in the debates, and it sounded something like this.
In Massachusetts, a mandate, almost no one uninsured. In Texas, a more limited approach, about a quarter uninsured. Who's got the better end of this argument?
Well, I'm frankly not interested in your effort to get Republicans fighting each other.
But the fact is, we've got a choice between an individual mandate and not. So, anyway, go ahead. You would like to puff this up into some giant thing.
The fact is, every person up here understands Obamacare is a disaster. It is a disaster procedurally. It was rammed through after they lost Teddy Kennedy's seat in Massachusetts. It was written badly. It was never reconciled. It can't be implemented. It is killing this economy. And if this president had any concern for working Americans, he'd walk in Thursday night and ask us to repeal it because it's a monstrosity. Amen. Every person up here agrees with that.
Right. Yep.
And let me just say, since I still have a little time left, let me just say,
sure,
I, for one, and I hope all of my friends up here, are going to repudiate every effort of the news media to get Republicans to fight each other to protect Barack Obama, who deserves to be defeated, and all of us are committed as a team. Whoever the nominee is, we are all for defeating Barack Obama.
Yeah, can I get an amen to that? Barack Obama, he needs to be defeated again because he's running Beijing Biden. At least his people are running Beijing Biden. So getting the Marxists and the Leninists out of our federal government, we need to purge the federal government of left-wing thinkers, because left-wing thinkers are anti-American, and they're allowed to get away because they have a weakling meat puppet in Beijing Biden that allows them to do whatever the hell they want. So I'm with Newt Gingrich back in 2012. I'm not interested in attacking those who are not part of the problem. I am interested in getting rid of those who are literally trying to put my country into the grave. Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House, joins the Salcedo Storm podcast next.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
Folks, when I sat down and talked with Newt Gingrich, it was the day that Pat Robertson died. And I wanted to get the speaker's reaction to the fact that a man who changed Republican politics, begging and pushing for the Republicans not to forget that our rights are derived from God. I wanted to get the former speaker's reaction to this. And this is how the conversation went. This one's sad. This one is going to get many of you because you're going to know what the 700 Club is. You're going to know the name Pat Robertson, and I'll just read from the Associated Press. I know it's risky. Like I said, I just got the headline. Pat Robertson, broadcaster who helped make religion central to Republican politics, dies at age 93. Pat Robertson, a religious broadcaster who turned a tiny Virginia station into the global Christian broadcasting network, tried a run for president and helped make religion central to the Republican Party politics in America through his Christian coalition, has died. This man did so much in the effort to remind the Republican Party of their religious roots, about where our rights and freedoms and liberties that the conservative and the Republican used to fight for. The conservative still does. The Republicans used to universally fight for it. They don't anymore. And so Pat Robertson was just an icon, and reminding everybody that our rights were God-given, and that only legitimate governments preserve those God-given rights. The governments that steal those rights are illegitimate governments. And he helped reinforce that. Pat Robertson passing away at the age of 93. You know, I wasn't planning on asking this first question of my guest this morning, but since it's breaking news, let me bring on Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House of Representatives in 2012, presidential candidate as well, as we just played for you. He's chairman of Gingrich 360, a multimedia production and consulting company based in Arlington, Virginia. Also a Fox News contributor and author of 43 books, including national bestsellers. His latest book, March to the Majority, The Real Story of the Republican Revolution. Mr. Speaker, it's so fantastic to talk with you again. Welcome back.
Well, it's great to talk with you, and I'm always delighted to have a chance. And I'm really sorry about the news about Roberts.
Yeah. Reflections on what he meant, not only to the country and to the reinvigoration, because I know you know that Reagan believed that reigniting the religious spirit inside of America was crucial to its success. Just your reflections on his life and legacy.
Well, he was an amazing person. He did everything he could to move the country in the right direction. He believed deeply and passionately in America and in the fact that we are an essentially religious country. We're a nation which was, in fact, created in a belief, as Jefferson put it, that our rights come from our Creator. Mm-hmm. They don't come from a king. They don't come from lawyers or bureaucrats. They come from God.
And, yeah, he was a fantastic reminder of that basic tenet of Americanism. I want to turn to your book. Your historic turnover of the House has shaped, I believe, this generation of conservatives. I know it did me. So what big misconception, or maybe what's turned into an urban legend, have you debunked, or do you delighted in debunking in this book?
Well, I think it's fair to say that first of all, that ideas matter. I wrote March the Majority in part because I really wanted people to understand that there were principles behind our victory in 1994, the first Republican majority in 40 years, and our victory in 1996, the first reelected Republican majority in 68 years, and that didn't happen by accident. That came because we, in fact, had a very deep commitment to ideas, and the ideas really grew out of Ronald Reagan. And I always recommend to people to go to YouTube and pull up his October 1964 speech, A Time for Choosing, and it just was a remarkable speech.
Yeah, it launched his political career. As many know, he used to be a Democrat. As many know, he was part of Hollywood. He was a union head. He was the head of the Screen Actors Guild at one point.
He actually led a successful strike, which created the royalties payment system that we have today.
I am so glad you mentioned the word principles, because I think I have been saying this, Newt, I've been shouting it from the rooftops, that this is what today's Republican Party is missing. They have no unifying principles. Isn't that one of the major obstacles as to why the Republican Party can't get its act together? And wasn't that unifying principle concept instrumental to your success in the 1990s?
Well, I think without a sense of principles, we would not have had the majority. We couldn't have had a contract with America. And I think the fact that we did stand for something really mattered. In fact, in some ways, and I described this in March the Majority, one of the things that first really changed everything was the ability to just stand up to George H.W. Bush when he broke his word. Mm-hmm. If you remember, he campaigned in 1988 and he said, you know, read my lips, no new taxes.
No new taxes.
Conservatives were thrilled.
Yep.
And then he got in negotiations with the Democrats, and he said, well, you know, have to be practical. Well, people didn't want practicality. People wanted they wanted principled statesmanship, and they actually meant no new taxes.
Right.
And I think when we stood up and fought that, it sent a signal to the Republicans in the country, conservatives in the country, that we were serious, that we really believed what we were saying, and that we were prepared to fight over it.
Right. And I think that's what's missing from the Republican Party today. They campaign like guys like John Cornyn and others. They campaign as conservatives, but they govern as socialists when they get up on because I believe the current Republican Party gets up every day and figures out how they can ingratiate themselves to the Democrat Party rather than serving their constituents. Folks, Newt Gingrich is our guest. March to the Majority, the real story of the Republican Revolution. Now, you brought up the contract with America, and from the very beginning, here's what I've been saying. Speaker McCarthy's commitment to America, I said, it didn't measure up to what you did because it was flooded with Washington speak. It was designed for Washington, and Americans couldn't embrace it because they couldn't relate anything that was, well, I shouldn't say anything, most of the things inside of that document to their own lives. And that was, I think, the fundamental difference between contract in America and commitment to America is with your contract with America, Americans could embrace what it meant for them and their families and their success. Isn't that a crucial difference?
Well, I think that in a way, what McCarthy was trying to do, and with some success, is he was trying to get his conference unified. So they ended up with 150 items.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't communicate 150 items. It's impossible. And they tended to be written by members and staff from a Washington perspective. I agree with that. But on the other hand, it was positive, and it was an effort to say there are things we will do. And I think that's something to really look at. I think it was part of why they picked up seats both in 2020 and 2022 when the Senate Republicans were losing seats. And I think it's partly because we have a consulting class now that is entirely negative, that thinks that has contempt for issues and contempt for the voters. And the result, I think, is a disaster.
Yeah, I think no truer words have been said. I think they control the state house, the Texas House, which has resulted in a massively disappointing session. The most pro-socialist, pro-communist, literally, I mean that, Mr. Speaker, pro-communist session Texas has ever had, courtesy of people who call themselves Republicans. Folks, we're talking to Newt Gingrich. March to the Majority, the Real Story of the Republican Revolution. Let's talk about some stuff today. I can imagine, because I've read some of your stuff, that you are just as distressed about what I'm seeing from our alphabet agencies, the DOJ, the FBI. I'm just going to go through a litany here, Mr. Speaker, and then get you to comment. We know that even though the FBI had evidence that Hillary Clinton committed crimes, that they used their influence to stop all investigations and all prosecutions. We also know, courtesy of the Durham report, that the FBI had no evidence of a crime that was committed surrounding Donald J. Trump, but they launched Crossfire Hurricane, an investigation that was designed to undermine the Trump presidency anyway. We know that the FBI buried and slow-walked revelations of the seriousness of what's contained on the Hunter Biden laptop. We also know the DOJ pressured the IRS to fire a team looking into Hunter Biden and all of his alleged economic malfeasance. And now we see the FBI refusing to turn over in compliance with a lawful subpoena, FD 1023 form outlining a criminal influence peddling scheme launched by Joe Biden. So in the context of all of this, Mr. Speaker, all of this pressure on the Democrats, we now see an investigation, an indictment pending for President Trump. Can you comment on all that?
Sure. The system is corrupt. It has been breaking the law. The Durham report was probably too mild, but it was very clear if you read it that the FBI had been methodically breaking its own rules and had been methodically breaking the law, had lied to the FISA court judges, so start with that premise. This goes all the way back to an IRS case in the Obama years where it was clear that the IRS was deliberately slow-walking legal rights for conservative organizations while doing everything it could to help liberal organizations. It was totally illegal, and there were no consequences. I mean, nobody paid any. You know, they just cheerfully broke the law. And you go back to, Bill Clinton meeting with the attorney general in an airplane in Phoenix just by accident while they were investigating his wife.
Uh-huh.
I mean, does anybody seriously believe that stuff?
No. No, I'm right there with you. And as you rightly point out, I believe there was always a modicum of corruption inside of these alphabet agencies that leaned left. But I think in the era of Barack Hussein Obama, and I played that soundbite of you in that debate. And I have to tell you, Mr. Speaker, and I know that I've had you on since 2012, and I've always told you how proud I was of this moment. But I wanted you to also comment on your thoughts on today's Republican race for the White House, because here's where I am. I'm where you were. I'm not interested in getting Republicans to rip each other to shreds. I don't want to do the biased press job for them. I recognize the true threat to the sovereignty of the United States is the Socialist Democrat Party. And I'm not interested. I have no interest whatsoever in ripping down people who are not the problem. Where are you?
Well, I frankly would advise Trump not to even go to the debates. I mean, we know what the debates are going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a biased news media try to attack Trump, and then you're going to have candidates who are 3% and 4% trying to attack Trump. I mean, why should he put himself through all that? He's been president. We have a pretty good idea who he is and what he is. And I think that he probably is going to be the nominee.
The name of the book is March to the Majority, The Real Story of the Republican Revolution. Insider's look, if you will, on principle and how principle won the day. And it's something I think that every Republican in the House of Representatives and the United States Senate ought to be reading. Mr. Speaker, you have an open invitation to this program anytime you like, sir. So come on back when you can.
Great. I sure appreciate it. Take care.
You betcha. You too, sir. That's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor by visiting a couple of websites for me, won't you? First off, TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. Enterprising journalism can be found there. Journalism that impacts not only Texas, but also the entirety of the country. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you can find the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas, TNTRadio.live, simulcast on Getter and Rumble, and we have another affiliate coming on board soon. Just wait for announcements to come your way right here on the podcast. Also, while you're at ChrisSalcedo.com, check out our social media hookups there. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It is measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.